The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
So, all right, millions of Americans suffer from digestive disturbances. I know that because I get a whole bunch of them in my practice each and every day. I mean, I feel like from constipation to IBS, gas, bloating, it's so uncomfortable. It's such a predominant issue. And unfortunately, one of the things that I hate is many folks are on medications. Okay, at the end of the day, these medications, sooner or later, and I would say sooner more than later, can do more harm than good. And so guess what? What if how your food looked could actually help this issue? This is such an important segment for me because we used to have a saying in school, all right? So in naturopathic medical school, heal the hole, okay? And that is, yes, the hole that starts at your mouth and ends, down there. That is the hole that is so important because so much of your overall health depends on that hole taking nutrients in, assimilating, digesting, absorbing them in order to have your body utilize them. It's what fuels your biochemistry in order for you to have optimal health. That's what happens. Digestion really is the key, I think, to being well and vital. And gosh darn it, if there isn't so many millions of Americans struggling with this one thing that I think is the essence and the key to health. So the proton pump inhibitors, the H2 agonists, the things like the purple pill that block acid, I think inappropriately and lead to devastating and deadly side effects, gallbladder disease, osteoporosis, you name it. My mom, oh boy, she's been on the purple pill forever, and I can go down the list of complications that are due to that particular pharmaceutical agent, and she's got them all. She has them all. And so if there's anything that I can do to help somebody's digestion, boy, that is sometimes where I start and where we hunker and hover over until it's clipping along. But did you ever hear that digestion actually starts in the mouth, not in the stomach, or the large intestines or whatever? It starts in the mouth. Well, guess what? I don't think either of those are true. Neither of those places is where the mighty and the imperative digestive process can and should begin. Digestion actually starts in the eyes and in the nose. That's right. I said it right here on Radio MD, the digestion starts in the nose. You're like, wait, what? Okay. We have something called the cephalic phase of digestion. Now, cephalic literally means head. Caudal means bottom. So cephalic means head. And I was really embarrassed because I was on a show. I have a show called Myth Define on the Vriya Living Network. And I was talking about this, and there's a lot going on when you're taping a show. And I got them mixed up, and I actually said caudal. And so it'll live live or archived forever. And that was a mistake. But guess what? If you don't make mistakes, you don't grow. So, but my mistake was that I said caudal, but of course I meant cephalic. Cephalic means head, right? So you see, if food is appealing both to the eyes, all right, having a bright, beautiful color to it, and to the nose, exuding an intense aroma, guess what happens? Our digestive juices understand that. They start swirling. They get ready for everything to come down. But what's the problem? Here's the problem. So many of us are eating on the run. We're not paying attention. It's packaged food. It doesn't have a scent. It looks like crap. You're going so fast, you can't even taste it. You don't chew, right? So you don't even get the, hey, it starts in the mouth aspect of digestion. It hits your stomach. And by that point in time, your pancreas is like, oh crap, I had no idea this was coming. And your digestive juices are not swirling. They're way behind the eight ball. And guess what? You end up with undigested food. And then you have gas and bloating. And then the acid that you do have in your stomach trying to work on the proteins, etc., starts to get, I think, propelled up by the gas, the bloating, it hits that friable, sort of vulnerable tissue of your esophagus. You get heartburn. You run to your doctor. Your doctor says you've got acid reflux because you have too much acid. Wrong. and you get put on one of those dangerous pills, okay? But if you could slow down, if your food could be prepared and it smells good and it's aromatic and it's got herbs and spices and it's just popping with color, you can just look at it and be right there. And there you have it. Your digestive juices are just crazy swirling. It is so important. The cephalic phase response has been extensively studied, actually. So it releases small messaging molecules that are critical for digestion, cholecystokinin, somatotocin, somatostatin, neurotensin. They found an increase by over 50% just by the mere sight and smell of food. Can you believe that? 50%. Digestive enzymes, you don't need them anymore. You just need to slow down, smell, and look at your food. Now, don't ignore the mouth, all right? Because you got to chew. Chewing is really important, okay? That activates the taste receptors in the mouth. It can prompt the nervous system to relay information down to the GI system. And that as well will expedite the process of digestion. And I got to tell you something about this cephalic stage of digestion. It can be used for good or evil. This is one of the things, actually, if you think about it, it gets you into trouble. Let's say you're drinking a lot of that diet soda type stuff, or you're using those fake sugars. So you smell, okay, or taste sugar. Guess what happens? Because Diet Coke and those things, they're very, very sweet. So guess what happens? You got coffee and you don't have any sugar in it, but you've got that those sugar sweeteners, the Splendas and the I get so far away from them I kind of forget the blue packet, the yellow packet, and the red packet. Let's just say that, okay? So you get the sugar taste on your taste buds and your pancreas goes crazy. Like, holy crap, there's a lot of sugar coming down. Guess what I have to do? So I'm talking as a pancreas right now, okay? So the pancreas goes and it squirts out all this insulin because insulin manages sugar. Insulin is the hormone that basically pries open each cell and lets the sugar out of your bloodstream into the cell so your cells can have fuel. So insulin goes crazy. It's like, I'm going to manage all this sugar. And then all of a sudden, guess what? No sugar. So insulin is like swirling around like little Pac-Man going, where's the sugar? Where's the sugar? Where's the sugar? Where's the sugar? A couple things happen there. Well, you get more insulin, you get truncal obesity. Okay. Something called truncal obesity. And where's that? That's just that fat sort of storage right around your gut area. And you also get hungry. Yep, you get really hungry because like insulin's like, I got to have something to work on. That fake stuff, you got to keep it real, folks, because the cephalic stage of digestion can come around and bite you in the butt if you don't pay attention to it, okay? So quite honestly, this is something that you really need to understand. Digestion doesn't start in the mouth. It starts in the head. It starts with your eyes, with your nose. One of the first segments that I did on today's show was about being more mindful. And I know that sounds great when you say it really fast, but there's easy ways. And one of the cues that you could use is eating. Maybe you could just be flying throughout your day. But when it comes to the 3 to 5 times that you eat throughout the day, guess what? You get to take a 30-second to a minute prep breath, right? Just pay attention to your breathing. If some thoughts come, let them come. Come back to your breathing. Look at your food. Smell it. You can give thanks if you wish. And then go ahead, eat slowly and chew your food. And your digestive problems, I promise you, they're going to go away. All right? They're going to go away. That's the cool thing. That's pretty cost effective and good health insurance, I should say, with all the rhetoric going around with all of our health insurance issues in this country, which are never going to go away. You can take power back, make them go away by really slowing down, looking, smelling, and chewing your food. It's the way for amazing health and energy. Slow down, prepare your colorful, aromatic food, and get your digestion on. But on the same regard, Dr. Holly says you got to watch out for the cephalic stage of digestion when it comes to that fake stuff, because you're going to release insulin inappropriately and it's going to cause havoc. I want to thank Kevin for keeping us on the wires and keeping everything going. All of my guests today, you especially, for waking up and using your own mind. I love it. Thanks for being with me. You got to follow us, Your Radio MD, on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille.